Minister and Deputy Interior Minister have both been killed in a helicopter crash outside Kyiv. Ukrainian officials said 15 people were killed in the crash. 25 other people were reported injured, including 10 children. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke by video to the attendees, asking them to hold a minute of silence for the victims.
10 hours ago, a tragedy happened near Kyiv. The helicopter crash claimed lives of the Minister of the Internal Affairs of Ukraine, his colleagues, and helicopter crew when it fell near a kindergarten.
Microsoft says it plans to lay off 10,000 employees as part of a restructuring plan meant to brace the company for an economic downturn. The tech giant is the latest company to cut workers. Meta and Salesforce have also announced cuts recently. The layoffs at Microsoft amount to less than 5% of its workforce. Also at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley said a combination of the pandemic, the war in Ukraine, and climate change have left the Horn of Africa facing unprecedented food crises. In Kenya, the family and friends of Edwin Chiloba buried the LGBTQ activist in his hometown on Tuesday. His body was found earlier this month inside a metal box left on a roadside near the city of Eldoret, where he worked as a fashion designer and a model. And in Tunisia, a convoy of 96 trucks carrying sugar, oil, flour, and rice from Libya passed into the country late on Tuesday. Tunisia's in the midst of an economic crisis. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Qantas flight traveling from New Zealand to Sydney has landed safely on a single engine after it issued a mayday call over the Pacific Ocean. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Flight 144 with 145 passengers aboard landed at Sydney Airport on Wednesday after a 3.5-hour flight from Auckland. Qantas says the Boeing 737 experienced an issue with one of its two engines about an hour from Sydney. Qantas said that the pilot shut down the engine but did not specify the problem. The mayday was downgraded to a PanPan, meaning possible assistance was needed before the flight landed. Sydney Airport says emergency crews were put on standby as a precaution, including firefighters, ambulances, and police. Some passengers told reporters they heard a bang and a slight shudder. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions in China has let loose a pent-up desire for travel during the important spring festival holiday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Chinese government expects over 2.1 billion journeys to be made during a 40-day travel period around New Year's Day, which falls on Sunday. Beijing hairdresser Wang Ladan tells the AP now restrictions are lifted, she's more relaxed and taking a train back home to Heilongjiang province. Many countries have imposed testing requirements on travellers from China that the foreign ministry has protested, and worries remain about the spread of the virus since containment measures were lifted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States and Britain have reiterated condemnation of Iran's execution of a British-Iranian national. They also said Tuesday they will hold Iran to account for violating the rights of its people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters that the execution last week of Ali Reza Akbari fits a pattern of abuse by the Iranian government that includes detentions, torture, forced confessions, and unjust executions. British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly met with Blinken in Washington Tuesday. He said Britain has imposed sanctions on those involved in Akbari's execution, including Iran's prosecutor general, and on the members of Iran's morality police and judiciary who were involved in a crackdown on protesters. Philippine journalist and Nobel Peace Laureate Maria Ressa was acquitted Wednesday of tax evasion charges that she and other critics say were part of an attempt by former President Rodrigo Duterte to stifle freedom of the press. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He pledged to keep the lines of communication open between the two economic superpowers in Davos. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.